The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four, hour four of the show. We'll talk some NFL football. John Mara, the Giants owner, with an amusing comment about Brian Daboll, Bozo. Is there a hidden message here for Brian Daboll? We'll talk about that. How did you digest the words of praise from ownership for Danny Dimes? And we'll turn the page. Is Meek Mill meddling? Is he tampering with NFL transactions? We'll talk about that and more right now. Here it is. Have a great weekend. It's hour number four. Some Giant advice. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Teammates, as we are climbing the ladder, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and devilishly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the elephant. And how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Everyone knows that. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from football, we get back to the baseball and the viral moment from Major League Baseball, and we will discuss that. But we will begin the festivus here with a little football talk. And the story that caught my attention, and it comes out of the NFL owner's shindig, the Giants owner, John Mara, who's technically the co-owner because there's other people involved, but he's the face of the ownership group. So John Mara does not want his head coach, Brian Daboll, to get all fat and happy. He's already fat. He doesn't want to be happy. Now, if you didn't hear this, and maybe it skipped past your sonar this week, so the Giants owner recently popped up on state-sponsored NFL radio on Sirius XM, where you can also find the Ben Maller Show and Fox Sports Radio and all that. So John Mara issued a message to the NFL's Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year. And what was that message? As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape.
Right now, he's Bono walking around New York City. But I've told him, I said, in this business, it doesn't take long to go from Bono to Bozo. So don't get your head too big.
There you go. From Bono to Bozo. That's a good line. I like that line. All right, so let's discuss the question, is there a hidden message from the Giants owner for Brian Daboll. And I am nodding my head. Yes, I am nodding my head. Yes, I've got comic strip kitty cat, ice hot or icy hot, and digital paper trail. And we'll put all these things together and we'll throw them into a pot and we'll let the pot simmer for about 10 minutes and we'll see what comes out of the pot. What's in the pot? All right, so to kick off here, I get that this was like lighthearted and the Giants owner was having a good time and all that, but John Mara is in the bottom percentile of being interesting. He does not stir the pot. He does not stir the pot. We're putting all that stuff in the pot. He does not stir the pot. He is he's about as exciting as milk toast. He's humdrum. Grading Mara on that scale, by his standard, this particular soundbite is an atomic elbow. Brian Daboll, the now beloved coach of the Giants, he has been getting public bubble baths all around New York City. Not the kind of Deshaun Watson massages where you have the happy baby pose, the happy baby yoga pose, and not the Robert Kraft Orchids of Asia Day Spa massages. But I'm talking about going to New York Ranger games at the Garden, the Mecca, and having standing ovations. He's the toast of the town, right? Oh, the Giants are back. They won a playoff game against the Vikings. Being worshipped. He's been turned into a godlike figure. Everywhere he goes, the Giant fan genuflex. The message from ownership is rather obvious. It was telegraphed in a comedic fashion. But it's there that the owner of the team does not want the coach of the Giants to become like a comic strip kitty cat, Garfield. Fat and happy, right? He's already fat. Don't want to be too happy there. That tasty lasagna that Garfield eats is baked in rat poison. And by the way, Bozo the Clown, from Bono to Bozo, Bozo, very popular. In terms of clowns, can you name five clowns more popular than Bozo the Clown? I would argue Ronald McDonald. For me, Krusty the Clown. But Bozo the Clown is in the conversation, and there aren't five clowns in the world that are more famous than Bozo the Clown. Now, furthermore, so the Giants owner, John Mara, also took time out of his busy schedule to give a tongue bath to his quarterback. Did you hear that soundbite? Maybe not. We've got the audio tape. We've got a lot of little toys here. We've got a lot of audio, but this is the Giants owner here commenting on the makeup and the work ethic of Daniel Jones. Let's go to the audio tape.
We have a lot of confidence in Daniel, and just to see his work ethic and his commitment get rewarded like that was a pretty cool thing. Yeah. And, you know, as I said yesterday to the media, I think there's no limit as to how high he can climb if we just put the right pieces around him, because he has the type of makeup and personality and mentality and work ethic to be a very successful quarterback in this league.
I wonder what kind of makeup he's wearing. That's very impressive. So that was John Mara on his quarterback. So how do you digest these words of praise for Danny Dimes? So the first thought is obviously buy the book. The Giants owner is going to need to buy some Icy Hot because he's likely pulling a muscle in his back. He's indirectly patting himself on the back. When you're the owner of the team and you're praising Daniel Jones, you are celebrating yourself. What do I mean by that? Because this was a very risky move. Vanilla Vic, which is one of his nicknames, he has been maggoty for years. He's germ-ridden, providing vile play most of his career with the Giants. And last season, there's this perception that he was amazing. It's one of the great examples of why when you win as a team, it lifts everyone up, right? A rising tide lifts all boats. A winning football team lifts all players. And this is a textbook example. And the perception is that Danny Dimes figured things out. And that's why the Giants gave him a four-year, $160 million deal, which is really a $92 million guarantee in new money for Danny Dimes. But what if I told you last season, Daniel Jones had a grand total of 15 passing touchdowns which would have been great in 1975. Not so much in the modern era. And what have I also told you? The Giants passing offense out of 32 teams ranked 26th in the NFL. That teams that either didn't have a quarterback or threw out a quarterback that was inexperienced, like the Texans, the Steelers, and the Colts, with all of their issues, still ranked higher in terms of passing offense than the team that made the playoffs and won all of those close games, the Giants. So that is why Robert Mara is rubbing the belly of Danny Dimes and patting his head with approval. Now, turning the page, going down I-95, the last point I wanted to make, talking some football here, 2 weeks after he was fired from the Dallas Cowboys, running back Zeke Elliott is still unemployed. You might remember about 8 days ago, as the crow flies, Adam Schefter had a breaking news report that it was down to three teams for Zeke Elliott. He hoped to decide by Friday. That was last Friday. And no one is texting. No one is calling Zeke Elliott saying we would like to have you on the team in terms of actual NFL front offices. But Philadelphia Eagle fans and some players are trying. The team's not trying, the people that work in the front office, but some other people have. Social media pleas have been coming in, including Meek Mill. Yeah, Philadelphia-born Meek Mill and Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson also involved in recruiting. And I saw Travis Kelce had said that, he said that's crazy. He was kidding around. He said, hey, that's tampering. And this is now the second time that Meek Mill has been dabbling in NFL transactions. Now, I realize that Kelce had his tongue in his cheek. However, when you combine this by Meek Mill and what also happened with the other NFL team in the Northeast, they're up I-95 in Boston. Thumbs up or thumbs down, is Meek Mill meddling, crossing the line, tampering in NFL business? So I am going thumbs up on this. I'm going thumbs up. Travis Kelce, I realize he was joking, but as Sigmund Freud said, there's a little bit of truth, a little grain of truth in every joke. And not involving the Meek Mill-Zeke Elliott connection, that's pocket change. It's the Lamar Jackson story. The NFL had sent out a memo saying you cannot talk to non-certified people regarding Lamar Jackson. There was a guy, a business partner, going around trying to get teams to offer Lamar Jackson all this money. Meek Mill is not an NFL employee. What Meek Mill is a friend to aristocrats. He's friends to the rich people. He's also not a certified agent. So we have a digital paper trail of tears that connect him to the crime scene in the form of text messages to Robert Kraft. How do we know that? Robert Kraft bragged about it, the Patriots owner, by the letter of the law. That is a rules violation. When's the memo coming out? When is the memo coming out? At the very worst, you need to kick it around and is it going to happen? No, it's not going to happen because the NFL, they got a guy who's friends with ownership. And so they're like, yeah, you know, Meek Mill's buddies with these guys. He hangs out with them. So we'll give him a pass. But somebody who's not in that circle, forget about it, right? Forget about it. It is the Ben Maller Show. And hopefully you won't forget about us. Don't forget that not only is this show going to be up in the podcast format with some hot baseball talk earlier, that'll be up for you in a little bit when we're done this hour. And you can hear all 4 hours if you missed the beginning of the show because you actually were sleeping. You can hear all 4 hours. And also today, the fifth hour podcast will be up and away on the fifth hour podcast. And you're not going to want to miss the Friday podcast, especially if you are a fan of the post-game coaches meltdown. And we are big, big supporters of the post-game coaches meltdown. And that's all I'll say, but you can hear that on the podcast, the fifth hour podcast, which will also be up a little bit later. It's a spinoff of this show, which is only available in the podcast format. Take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. The Coop Scoop on entertainment is warming up. And true love at the ballpark. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Hey, I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, say hello.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You'll get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Just like our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We had a few viral moments on opening day in baseball. We can do a little round robin here. Even Eddie watched a little baseball game. He admitted that he watched some of the A's Angels game with his wife. Was your wife watching that, Eddie? Were you in the other room?
We flipped over to it after the Kings game.
Oh, okay. So there are two things. It's probably more than that. In Houston, the Astros had Megan Thee Stallion throw out the first pitch, right? She threw out the first
pitch. Giggity, 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 giggity.
And I've read all over the internet this was one of the great first pitches of all time. And I disagree. I hear that, you know, she's easy on the eyes. She's got a nice badonkadonk and all that. That's great.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Well, let's be honest here, boys. This was not, you know, staring at her is fine, but it's not like the greatest first pitch of all time. Did I miss something? I don't know. Like
the guy who caught the ball was pretty happy.
Well, yeah, he got the hugger. He was very happy about that. But like she stood on the mound, like with her tuchus facing home plate.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Which is fine. I mean, she knows the moneymaker. But still, I mean, come on now. There's that. And then at Dodger Stadium last night, in the Dodger Diamondback game, a video that has gone viral. A Coop directed me to this, and I've seen a bunch of little stories on it. So some dude jumps out of the pavilion, which is the outfield seats at Dodger Stadium. Out in left field, the dude jumps out on the field. He's wearing a Mookie Betts jersey. He goes on the grass, I'd say about 10, 15 feet from the warning track. He then turns around to the pavilion. He gets on a knee. He pulls out a ring. It certainly appears he's proposing marriage. He's proposing marriage here. And as he is proposing the marriage, what happens next? The guy gets absolutely trucked. He gets blindsided by this Dodger Stadium security guard. And when I say the guy got tackled, you will not see as violent a tackle at an NFL game.
It was a Goldberg-like spear. That's what it was.
Oh, my God. It was insane. So, will there be a lawsuit? I'm gonna go no, because he did trespass. It did look pretty bad. I don't think there'll be a lawsuit. And what do you think? Did he expect to be able to run out on the field and then just nothing would happen?
I want to know if he got the ring back, because the ring goes flying when he gets tackled. He still got it in his hand when he's getting just demolished, and it goes flying out of his hand onto the field, but then he's getting put in cuffs or zip ties or whatever. I mean, what happened to the ring?
Now, here's the other thing. Was this a legitimate situation, or was this just to try to get a viral video on TikTok or something?
Like, was he actually proposing?
Yeah, was that legit? Or he's like, hey, I'll run out there and this, I'll
yeah,
get on
I wondered
TikTok.
That also, because there's a point where, I don't know, the one that I sent you, the camera angle, he like turns the phone around to look for whoever it is he's proposing to, and none of those women look like
there's nobody there. Yeah.
They're being proposed to. So I don't know if he just didn't see the, I don't know.
Maybe he was proposing to all of the women in the crowd, hoping one of them would say yes. Like, there's some beautiful women at the Dodger game tonight. Maybe one of them will want to marry me. Maybe that will happen. Oh, man. Well, if that was legit, he's. I guess he can't win a Darwin Award, because you got to die to win a Darwin Award. But that's impressive. That's next level.
Especially since his tickets were so expensive.
Yeah. I wish I had seen that earlier. We could have tracked the guy down. He's probably already out of jail. Remember the teenage girl that ran out in the field with Bellinger a couple years ago. Yeah. We had her on the show, and like they let her go right away to her mom and all that. But this guy's older. He looks a little older, so they probably let him sit around for a little longer. And speaking of odd moments at the ballpark, the Tampa Bay Rays are being called out. What did the Tampa Bay Rays do? Do you see what the Rays did here? Roberto, do you see this?
No, I didn't see.
Yes, the Tampa Bay Rays have joined the Indianapolis Colts in the class.
Oh, banner?
Eddie. They did one of those runner-up type banner situations. What are they doing? The Rays unveiled a 2022 wild card banner.
No.
Yeah.
How very Clippers of them.
Well, the Clippers, by the way, are moving into arena that the Intuit Dome that will have the most toilets in the NBA. They're going to lead all of the NBA
seems
in toilets.
Appropriate.
And you say that doesn't matter, Eddie, but trust me.
I didn't say it doesn't matter.
Got,
I said it's appropriate.
If you've got a bowel issue or a urine issue, if you've got the runs, you're going to be very happy there. But I'm looking at a photo here, 2022 wild card right next to their AL East 2021 championship banner. So are they just like desperate? They must be just desperate. We got to put a lot of banners up. Because that, I've never been to that stadium, but it looks like an absolute dump. And I've had friends that have gone there, and it looks horrific. They tell me it's bad, too. The people that have been there.
Another thing, we were talking about the yeah. times of the games off the air.
Yes.
What are the owners going to do about a lot? They're going to lose some revenue there? 30 minutes?
Yeah,
that's money being spent
of eating and drinking. So
yeah.
But the revenue they're worried about is the TV revenue, because the TV people are like, you got to get these games shorter. They're like, these games are too long. That's the problem. Let's do a wellness check with Tony in the Bay. Hello, Tony. He was on earlier. Hello, Tony.
How you doing, man?
Everything good? You feeling better, Tony? You've been on all night. You've been on the show all night. You've been listening to the whole thing. Everything good?
The show's good. I'm here.
So, what are you doing? There's some ambient noise in the background there, Tony. Everything okay? What do you got going on?
I don't know
there?
That you want to ask that.
I'm just driving. I'm not causing any problems right now.
Oh, you're driving? Where are you driving to?
That's on a need-to-know basis, sir.
Oh. Right. Eddie wants to know.
No, I don't.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Hey, how's everything over there?
Do you care?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really care? Are you really concerned? I need to know. I don't know. All right, hit that button, Roberto. The button right there. You hit that button for some reason. Hit the button. Where'd the button go? Where's the button? That button. There we go. All right. Every time you're on, Tony, there's a glitch in the matrix. Are you messing with my equipment, Tony? Are you sending some kind of cosmic message to screw up my studio? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I should clean the clocks over there because you told me it would be a half hour. It's been about 2 hours. I just wanted to point that out, you know.
That's a bad job by you, Ben.
That's on Coop. That's Justin Cooper,
no,
the executive producer.
That is Ben Maller.
You can contact
bad clock
Coop.
Management for,
Tony,
by
send
the host.
Me an email. I'll give you Coop's home number. If you want his address, I'll give you that. Whatever you need for Coop. He's the producer.
Would you guys like to hear a funny story?
Do we have a choice?
Yeah, you could tell me to F off, and I guess I'll take that for what it's worth.
Yeah. No, I think we need to hear a story from Tony in the Bay Area driving around. Go ahead, Tony. Give us a story.
It's about my friend Anthony. So he got in a bad mood a couple months ago and decided to have a few shots of tequila for breakfast and go to a place where he knew he could find someone to meet up with. So he got there, but the guy he wanted to see wasn't there, so he wound up getting another little shot of tequila, and lo and behold, the guy shows up. So Anthony goes outside and says, "Hey man, you need to get going." The guy is, you know, gives him his little song and dance. "Hey man, I don't got no problem with you, this, that, and the other." So after about the second warning, Anthony decided to throw a punch. He threw a punch. The guy didn't even move. Now, to point it out, Anthony's about 5'9", 140 pounds. This guy was about 5'10", 230 pounds, so I could see why the guy didn't even move. But the funny part of the story is he called the person back at the house later on and said, "Hey, what's wrong with that guy?" And the person was like, "Hey, you know, that's just the way he is." And he says, "I think I need to go to the hospital."
That's quite the story.
Well,
you're a real storyteller. You got a future. You do have a future. You should do books on tape. Thank you, Tony. All right, hold on a sec. We'll put you back on hold. Just driving around the Bay Area.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Well, you don't know. Is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. That's my
game. I'm going to have Marcel be the announcer here to introduce the Coop Scoop on entertainment. We do have Balderdash coming up in a bit, but we'll go to our man in Brooklyn, standing by right now, prepared, the one and only Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Top of the morning, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Coop. Before I have the announcer for this segment on Fridays, do you saw what Rob hated my Twitter page for that food pics? What?
Who?
Oh, yeah. They still hated me.
Now, which Rob? Are we talking about Rob in Vegas? Are we talking about
Jackson.
The Goat Man? Which Rob are we talking? It's multiple Robs. This is a very popular show with Robs. We're number one with guys named Rob.
Yummy. Jeez. Yes, Robin Vegas.
Robin Vegas has gone heel? Robin Vegas, your friend, Marcel?
Yeah, you know what you need to do?
You need to block him. You need to Mutombo him.
Mutombo Robin Vegas now.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's the only proper thing to do. The only proper thing. Can you do the official professional radio broadcaster voice and welcome in the Koopaloop? Can you do that?
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
It is 35 minutes past the hour, and direct from the glass box of the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Justin Cooper, at UH Bronco Fan on Twitter himself, for the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. Hooray for Hollywood. Have a great weekend, you guys, and I'll be back on Monday for more.
I can't wait.
Great job, Marcel.
Amazing broadcaster, that
professional.
Marcel. He's got a future. That is the future of sports radio, Marcel in Brooklyn. Let's get over now to the Koopaloop.
All right, Ben, we're going to start off in the theaters this weekend. If you're a giant nerd, you might be happy to hear that Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, is the movie coming out this weekend.
My older brother, when he was in high school, loved Dungeons & Dragons. But that was a long time ago.
It's still super popular today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. I mean, you know, among...
It's not played the same way it was back then, though. It must be online.
No.
Oh, really?
In person with the 12-sided die or whatever. Yeah.
Shocking. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's. absolutely. It's definitely a certain type of crowd that plays.
It takes a long time though. Is the movie as long as the game? Is it a very long movie?
No, it's 2 hours and 14 minutes. But surprisingly, it's got really good reviews. It's got 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, 93% audience score. I saw the trailers; it looks ridiculous, but I guess it's fun.
Lead the Lap said it was better than John Wick.
What?
Yeah, did he not, Roberto?
Lee was hammered when he said that.
Well,
I don't know that
he's always hammered.
I don't know what you're talking.
he's also. Has some questionable movie takes.
By the way, you don't know Lee DeLapp. That's one of the great producers. You contact Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan. He knows who Lee DeLapp is. He does.
Yes. Moving over to television, we have this new show on Amazon Prime. It is called The Power, and it is a sci-fi drama series, 10-part series. Takes place in an alternate world where all teenage girls and only girls suddenly gain the power to electrocute people at will.
I think that's real life, because when I was a teenager, the teenage girls tried to electrocute me by giving me the evil eye and all that. So I think they've already had that power, Coop.
Well, so naturally, this has a major impact on the balance of power in every society on the planet. And so the series takes place in a number of different global locations, London, Nigeria, Seattle. And it has an all-female writing staff, all-female directing staff. This was supposed to come out several years ago, but, you know, pandemic delays. And so now it's finally coming out. The cast is led by Toni Collette, who is a fantastic actress. John Leguizamo is also a regular. not a fan.
Is he a teenage girl?
Moving on. That is available today, by the way, on Amazon Prime Video. And also available today is a new original movie from Apple TV Plus. This is called Tetris. And it is...
I love Tetris back in the day.
It is about the famous video game. It is basically, it's a fictionalized version of how the creation of Tetris happened and how an entrepreneur played by Taron Egerton
made it up and said, all right, we'll make a movie.
I think it's like based on actual events, but fictionalized.
But the actual invention of Tetris was probably really boring. So they said, let's make it more exciting.
Yeah, so basically what this guy has to do is he has to make a trip to the Soviet Union in 1988. To help the inventor of Tetris bring Tetris to the world. Obviously the Soviets, you don't want that to happen. I don't know. It looks good. It looks good. And I like Taron Egerton. He's pretty good.
So you got a bad guy. They're the bad guys, the Russians.
Yes.
And you got the good guys. Perfect.
Exactly.
Bad guys, good guys. You got to have a heel. You got to have the hero, the whole thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then was it on Wednesday? Yes, on Wednesday, April 5th, on FX. Or FXX at 10 p.m. is one of my favorite comedies on television right now. This is season 3 of Dave. And this, of course, is about the rapper Lil Dicky, real name Dave. Hilarious show. If you have not watched this, highly recommend catching up on that. I believe the previous seasons are on Hulu. And then... last but not least, this one's, it's not till next Thursday, so you got almost a week, but it's getting great reviews. It's a comedy on Netflix. It's called Beef, and it's a road rage incident that leads to an ongoing feud between a struggling contractor played by Steven Yeun from Walking Dead fame and successful entrepreneur Ali Wong in a 10-episode dark comedy series, and that one's getting great reviews, and that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
Thanks for that, Koopaloop. It is the Ben Maller Show. We press on. I need some contestants. We're going to have Balderdash, Benny's Balderdash. If you'd like to play, call right now, 877-99 on Fox. Balderdash is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You can listen to the Ben Maller Show how you want, when you want, with podcasting. Some P1s find themselves binge listening to classic episodes, while others like to space things out. Either way, by subscribing to the free Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast, you help this overnight dinghy stay afloat and annoy the executive kingpins who don't understand why you listen. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! Balderdash time. This portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. And we welcome in our contestants. From the Pacific Northwest, a diehard Seattle Mariner apologist, Robbie the Mariner fan. Hello, Robbie.
Hey, Ben. I would just like to go on record saying I'm a huge fan of Tony. He seems like a great guy.
No, you ripped him on Twitter quite a bit, Robbie. You've taken some pot shots at him.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah. And Tony's a big fan of you, Robbie. He's a big fan.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right, hold on a second, Robbie. We've got Chris, who's listening to us in South Carolina. Good morning, Chris. Welcome.
Good morning, Ben. How you doing, buddy?
Chris, if I was any better, I'd be sleeping, but I'm not. I'm still talking, but yeah, it's all good.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
If you were throwing to Isaiah Hodgins, Richie James, Daniel Bellinger, you think you could throw more than 15 touchdowns?
I could, yeah. Look at you. You're a Daniel Jones apologist. Look at you. How dare you?
Look who he was throwing to, guy. I mean, come on, Darius Slayton.
A good quarterback makes the receivers better. A bad quarterback, it's called improving the performance of your teammates, right? That's what it's called. Anyway.
I mean, I wait for you to talk about the Giants, and this is what you do to me.
I know. You were waiting. I had to bury the Giants because that's – you're wasting my time. Let's play the game. Right. How dare you?
No.
Typical Giant fan. Very rude. All right. We're going to play the game right now. Robbie and Chris, your name is your buzzer. The categories are ring count and red ass, which sounds like a category for Chris. What do you want here, Robbie? You are the champ.
Ring count.
All right, I will tell you the team. Tell me how many championships the franchise has won for $200. $200, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Robbie. Zero.
That is correct. That is right, and you get $200. And let's see, $400. I'll tell you the team. Tell me how many championships that franchise has won. The New England Patriots.
Chris. Seven.
No. It's incorrect. Robbie, you want to steal?
No, I'm not good with numbers. This category is going to be a situation. Well,
you picked the category. The answer is six. The Patriots have won six championships thanks to Tom Brady and Bill
Belichick.
Oh, I
see. I was like, did I send the wrong board? You're such a clown.
No, I'm reading the board.
God.
I've got the board right here. Why you're so upset. I don't know why you're upset.
I'm like, what is he? What happened? Did I send the wrong thing?
Well, no. I've got the board.
The first one was the Clippers.
That was a mistake. Coop. I corrected your mistake. Jeez. I didn't want to say anything on the air. That was a mistake. You didn't mean to write that. All right, I'll tell you the team. Tell me how many championships the franchise has won. $600. The Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Chris.
Five. Hey, there you go, Chris. You got that one right. The Cowboys have won five championships.
Who answered that first one?
Robbie did.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he knows his Tampa Bay Rays. $800. I tell you the team. Tell me how many championships the franchise has won in their history. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals. Anybody? Newman? Hello?
Nope.
$800 question. The answer?
I know.
Roberta?
11.
That is correct. 11 is right for the Redbirds. $1,000. Last one in this category. Ring count is the category. I tell you the team. Tell me how many championships the franchise has won. The Pittsburgh Pirates. Anybody?
Robbie.
Robbie the Mariner fan.
Eddie.
Oh, that's dirty. Eddie's a lifeline. You want to help out Robbie, Eddie? I don't think Eddie knows.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my God, you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
Yeah, but they've been around since like the 1800s. I don't know what the World Series is back.
That's a good point.
I don't know, 8.
Oh, jeez.
Robbie?
I guess I'll go with it.
Well, Robbie, you're wrong.
Yeah,
the answer is 5. The Pirates have won 5 championships. Let's quickly go to Red Ass. We have time for a couple of questions. These sports figures have all been considered sore losers. $200 after failing to recover his own costly fumble.
Robbie, Cam Newton.
That is correct. $400. This Hall of Fame wide receiver was full of antics on the field. He once walked off the field. Was that Chris?
Terrell Owens.
No. He once walked off the field before the game was over, and he famously...
Robbie. Antonio Brown.
No, it's Randy Moss. Who won the game, Coop?
Chris, but they both had negative scores.
Oh, nobody wins. We're all losers for that game. We're all losers. Have a great week, I think.
Got a murder. Got to go.
The weekend. The week's over for me.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.